Clarendon, a community hospital, plays a significant role in our community. I often think it can assist the situation in health a lot more with provision of step-down beds. And yesterday we spoke at length about setting up minor injury clinics. But in Clarendon, we were briefed that there were a number of beds remaining unoccupied because of a HICWA visit and a HICWA request for attention to a number of issues. And yesterday, the HSE confirmed that HICWA did visit on the 20th of October, 2022, that they highlighted fire safety, premises layout, and a full redecoration of the dementia unit was required before they would deem Clarendon Community Hospital had complied. So and also in Clarendon, many visitors who visited family members in the hospital have complimented the works, the staff, everything that's available up there. So to see up to 16 beds still unoccupied, that has caused local concern.
And the HSE has said that they hope that all issues that were identified will be rectified by the end of July this year, but it could be a number of months then again after that before HICWA gets a chance to come out and revisit.
Well, that's the issue I pressed yesterday. I said that in three different occasions, I have had three different answers. In early January, I was told that there was five vacant beds awaiting registration. Later on, I was told that the HSE expected that these beds would be reopened in a fortnight. That was the 18th of January. And here I was on the last day of February pressing for the same questions. And I was given the confirmation that the compliance plan was accepted and that the hospital is awaiting the registration of all 46 beds. So I would expect that to be the five outstanding, and that all works were to be completed by the 31st of July. I have asked and pressed that if an earlier date can be delivered, that the HICWA inspection is complied with, that these beds would be available for occupancy at the earliest date possible.